Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is Monday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We are about to enter into spring, which is one of my favorite times of year. And it is, gosh, I feel like we had such a big week last week with the full moon and the eclipse and everything. And it's just, we have so much going on in general anyways, and everything just feels a little busy. Everything feels a little crowded. It just feels like there's always, I feel like my head's on a little spinning disc. I'm always trying to keep up with everything that's going on. Welcome to Life Journeys, you guys. And we're going to be talking about so much to do with just life. I actually wanted to really check in with you all and hear what you all want to hear about. I had such a wonderful time having Russell and Mbasa on my show last week that I feel like it was just really refreshing to be able to have a new voice, a new perspective on the show. And it made me really interested in also hearing what you all have to think. So if any of you have something that's been on your mind and you'd like to hear a new perspective or hear what I have to say about it, it's just something that's been bothering you or that you've been struggling with, go ahead and leave that comment in the chat room. I will also be doing readings. So if there's anything that any questions that you all have or any, or if you'd like a card pull, just let me know and I will make sure to connect with you all. So if you'd like to join us in the chat room, you can do that by going to 12radio.com. And then you'll see the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. Go ahead and click that button, and it'll redirect you to our Facebook page. And if you have not joined us before, go ahead and request to join, and I will make sure that I get you into our chat. And then you can scroll down and leave a comment on underneath my picture, which is my banner with me on the beach with my pup. And go ahead and leave a comment and connect with us all there. So if there's anything that you all would like to specifically jump into, I'm wide open, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, because all this really is just a wonderful way that I can connect with you all. So I would like to genuinely connect. But until any requests come in, the thing that I want to focus on today is just change. We have so many changes going on in all of our lives, and I think change is on people's minds specifically, and you guys will hear baby Shelby in the back. He loves to be a part of the conversation now, especially because he's babbling more. But I think a lot, change is such a huge part of our life right now, whether it's we're all experiencing great change or we're craving change. It's something that it feels like it's at the forefront of our minds. And whether it's something that you've been hoping to experience or you're having way too much of it right now, I want to focus on the way that we're interacting with that change. And whether it's something we're fighting or something that we are submitting to or something that we're taking advantage of. I think also as we have a couple retrogrades coming our way, it's so easy to blame rather than take advantage, right? If we have all this opportunity within change, but are just focusing on how challenging things are or how you can't keep up or just the different negative aspects of what's going on, it can be really overwhelming. It can be. And it's hard to stay positive. It's hard to stay focused. It's hard to just keep moving when you get swallowed up by that negativity. And it's always so much easier said than done. I never want to feel like I'm on a little soapbox preaching off different ways that we are supposed to change or supposed to stay positive as if it's easy. It's never easy. And I think I'm so blessed and lucky right now to be in a space where I get to enjoy motherhood and thrive within that. And I'm experiencing all of these different ways that I'm nourishing the things around me, taking advantage of this motherly energy, starting a garden, really embrace, I'm really trying to embrace that change. And it's been a wonderful big learning curve, big experience the past 4 months or so of being a mama. But talk about big, big change that's been happening in my world. And, you know, there's definitely moments where it is overwhelming and challenging. And I think one of the things that I've been struggling with the most is fully accepting this change as something that's where life will never be the same, where life is never going to go back to the way it was before. So when I look at my work and when I look at the things that I'm taking on, I have to do that differently than I've ever done before. I can't take on I normally like to have a bunch of different projects going on at once, and I have to slow that down so that I can fully be present as a mother. And that learning curve is steep right there, because he's everything and nothing else matters as much as he does. And there's something that's so concrete and wonderful about that. But when it comes to change in people's lives, I feel like it's rarely that concrete. And I'm really sitting in this moment realizing how lucky I am to have that concrete obligation, that concrete focus. Because I haven't had that concrete focus always in my life. I've had different parts of life where I have felt lost, or I have felt alone, or I've felt like I haven't had such a clear focus. And that's really been, we all have moments like that, right? We all have those phases in life where that feels quite challenging. And and the kiddo is going to be going down for a nap. So we're working on that. But I think the challenge that comes with all these changes is to, hold on, you guys, one second. Speaking of my big change, he hears me talking about him, and he's saying this has got to be the big focus. Before I go on with all this, let me check in with you guys in the chat room. It looks like there's a few of you who are here. Okay, Pamela and Shelb are in the house. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. We also, I don't know if you can hear that, but there is a huge storm that just started. We've been having some stormy weather lately, but now the rain is coming down hard. So if you can hear that, it is pounding on the window next to me. So hopefully you guys are, let me make sure you all can still hear me okay. Yeah, okay, good. Who knows with the stormy weather what happens to technology, right? Anyways. You guys are always right here in my house with me. So I'm in the chat room, you guys. And Pamela says, hi, Serena. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Love the background coos. I love that, you guys. Thank you. I really appreciate hearing that, Pamela. I love that you all get to just kind of get a little snippet into my house in this hour, and that you get to feel the babies. Whether it's the dog and the cat or baby Shelby. Thank you. I appreciate that. Sometimes I wonder if it's too much. Okay, Pamela says that she would love a card. And let me check in with you and see what energy has to say. Okay, it looks like I'm working with my favorite Oracle deck as always. That's the deck I like to use when I'm on radio with you guys. And you got the cat, which is all about boundaries, all about independence. It's about focusing on how you can thrive within healthy boundaries. And I wonder if I'm being pulled to focus on it. It feels like something within work. It feels like something within more of a formal space, more of a formal community, that there may be some boundaries that have been breached. Or if you have felt like maybe you haven't been in a space that's safe enough for you to express and set these boundaries firmly. Let me just check in on a few other things for you, since, yeah, it seems like You absolutely have the ability to set these boundaries exactly how you want to. You are capable, 100%. And that all the nerves and the worry that you have around setting those boundaries or ask or saying, you know, that's not within my job description, or I've already worked my 40 hours, or you know, whatever that hard line is that you know but is currently being crossed. You are safe enough right now to set that boundary without any of the ramifications that you're worried about. Okay? So take that plunge. It'll be okay. And stand up for yourself. You absolutely can. You have all. Sometimes I feel like one of the biggest worries is whether or not we are personally capable of using our voice that way. But it's very clear right now that you have everything that you need. And you have the capability to set that boundary, and you will be safe. You don't any of those ramifications that you're worried about will happen. And I actually see there being an opportunity for you to do this tomorrow. It feels like tomorrow. Tomorrow or Wednesday feels like a good day for you to take advantage and have that conversation. It doesn't need to be confrontational. It doesn't need to be aggressive in any way. It can be very soft and kind. And that's all it needs. It doesn't feel like it needs to be a big, big, loud statement. It can be gentle and it will be respected, but you just need to remind them that this is what's the case. Okay. Okay, Pamela, I hope that helped with what you're working on right now. And Shell says, so excited to listen to the wise and soothing Serena. You're so sweet, my dear. At work listening, you know I'm always open to a card. Of course, Shell. Oh my God, I hope work is going well. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your kind words. I try to be soothing even in the midst of my very busy house. Okay, let me check in on you and see how you're doing. Oh, I love this card. Okay, wonderful. This is, oh, I love this card. This card is the Bard. It's all about music and family and community. And it's about, the image that comes to mind is sitting around a campfire, sharing stories and everything, just being warm and safe and comfortable. And I love this card for you. I feel like this is what you've been yearning for. I feel like this is what you've been, hoping to show up in your life, and I see that sense of very safe community showing up for you very soon. I know it's something that you have had in the past and are missing and feel quite lonely right now, but I would love for you to open up your heart to allow this to come back into your life, because I think so often something that we struggle with, if we are yearning for something so strongly, is we inevitably hold on to that doubt that it will show up, right? If we want something so badly, we can often sit too often in the doubt that it will ever appear or that we will ever experience that thing we're yearning for. And we miss it. Right, then it passes us right by, and I'm seeing it like a train that you are trying to get onto, but you can't find the right platform or something like that. Like it feels like there's something that you absolutely have access to. You just need to open your eyes and believe that you deserve it, because you do. You deserve this beautiful community. You deserve this freedom that comes with being surrounded by people that you love. And it is about to show up for you. And it will come slowly. You won't be all of a sudden launched into this beautiful, safe community. It takes time to build, but it is waiting for you. It absolutely is. And if you slow down and accept the fact that you do deserve it, then you will be granted access to it. It's quite clear. And I hope that resonates. And let me just refresh and see. I think Pamela responded to. Oh, I gotta navigate Facebook. Hold on, you guys. Okay, Pamela says interesting about the boundaries. That really helps. Sometimes I think they think that I have a magic wand. Yeah, isn't that how it goes? Definitely makes it feel like. Yeah, everyone always likes to assume that we have magic wands, don't we? The endless hours and are time travelers, right? Good. I'm glad that that resonated and that you go set that boundary. Don't hesitate. Today feels a little too heavy and busy, so maybe wait till tomorrow, but you got this. And okay, Shell says, "Hey, little baby, thanks for making Mama's show more fun." I know, I think his dad finally got him to sleep in the other room, so that may be it for the baby noises. Although now that I've said that, he's probably going to join us. And Shell, let me know how that feels, the message about your pending community that's coming in. I hope that's something that you are open to and that you will be able to allow yourself to have. Okay. So if anybody else would like any readings, just let me know and leave a comment in the chat and I'll connect with you. But yeah, I think it's so interesting thinking about all of this change that we have going on and the change that's coming for us. Because, I mean, if any of you are paying attention to what's going on astrologically, and I am not a pro in any sense, I am definitely still, I dabble, if that makes sense. But I let the professionals here at 1-2-Listen and 1-2-Radio talk about astrology. And if you are curious about what's going on, definitely listen to Mark Lesson's Astrology Hour and then also on Mondays, and then listen to Everyday Astrology with CA. Both of them are incredible astrologists, and I love that I get to listen to these guys every week, and I feel like I always learn something. But we have so many changes happening this year with our planets. Every planet is changing signs, and it's the first time it's happened in so long. And I feel like going into 2025, I was so sure that this year just felt huge, and it feels so ominous in a way. And I think that the past 3 months or so have really shown us that yes, there is a lot that is moving, there is a lot that's changing, and it can be intimidating to It can be so intimidating to figure out how we want to take advantage of these changes. Because when they're coming at us so fast, it's hard to stay grounded. It's hard to stay focused. And it's something that I am have been really attempting to stay grounded within. But it is the days are just flying by, aren't they? I can't believe we're about to be into April. I feel like February just started. But one thing that I want to focus on is just especially something I always think about when we're shifting seasons and we're shifting into spring and we have these March storms going on and there's just so much thickness and heaviness and that's palpable in the energy. And I always think about this during our shift into a new season. But we have so many seasons in life. And there's something that is so impermanent about life that I think is quite freeing. And it's an incredible opportunity for any of us who feel stuck or feel, gosh, I've been doing the same thing over and over again. I need to change. You are simply in a season. You are simply in a season, and it will pass, and you'll be in a new season at some point. It may not be soon. It may be very soon. All of it's so very much depends on where you are, in your life and what's going on around you. But what is quite, and this is when I was. My husband just got the baby to sleep. I have to tell you guys, it's always makes me so happy when I see these two. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's officially nap time.
But okay, I'm focusing back again. Mama duty is done. For now. But I think when I was having one of my rough seasons, right? We all have them. And there's always when those challenges just feel like they're never ending, and it's so hard to stay optimistic and excited, and to say, oh, the better season's coming around the corner, you know, and it, when things feel so heavy and feels like you just can't win, or it feels like everything's just one more blow, right? It's just every single thing feels like the tip of the iceberg. We've all had those moments where we just feel like we can't get a win. And I feel like to hear somebody say, oh, it's just, you know, it's just a season, it will pass, feels too simple. And if I think part of me wonders if that's actually the best thing for people to hear. But then again, I think if I had known, if I had truly known in my younger years when I was having, when life just felt so much harder, that it's all just a phase. It's all just a moment. It's all just one season out of many seasons in life. That change is inevitable, and this will not be how everything is forever. If I, rather than that just being something that people said, if that was something that I had truly known and believed, then I think I would have breathed a little more easily. And the challenge there is you're not supposed to know that before it's your time to know that, right? That's something that we all learn in time. And I think we also all always are constantly learning more and more about that, because that is definitely not a destination. That is absolutely one of the journeys of life, where you are just never, you're never going to truly, fully accept that, right? We always will have a little bit of doubt. We will always have a little bit of frustration. And unless we are constantly, constantly reminding ourselves, this is, I'm going to be here present in the moment. I can handle this. I can focus on this, and I can learn from this, because this is just a moment in my life. This is just a breath within the length and many breaths of my life. And that's something that we can talk about and talk about and talk about, but unless you are truly paying attention, and unless you've lived a little, you won't believe and fully know in your bones that life is just a series of seasons. And the last thing I want to do is to stand here and just tell you guys, oh, it'll all change, it'll all be different, it'll all be, it'll all end soon. Because even though it's true, how helpful is it to actually hear that? Unless you're living it and experiencing it. Because I don't know what it's like to live your life. I can tap in and check in on your energy, and I can sense what you're going on, what's going on with your life, and I can point you in a direction towards maybe give yourself some grace here, or maybe focus on this today, or stand up for yourself in this way, or let those things go. Because I have access to this wonderful gift of being able to connect with energy and connect with spirit. And sometimes it's, you need that outside perspective because you're too close to your own life to be able to quiet all of the noise and pay attention to what you truly need right now. But if you're going to flow in life and really manifest bringing these beautiful things into your life, you need to find a bigger way to connect with all of these seasons. Because even if you're in the middle of a challenging season, even if you're having a hard time right now, if things are really
low energy wise and you're looking for that positivity, there's something for you to learn right now. And you may not learn it until after the fact. You may be in too much in it in the moment right now to truly absorb what's going on. And that's when learning things in retrospect is so powerful and beautiful. But the importance of focusing on the shifting seasons is it does provide a little bit of relief in that moment if you truly are able to get to the point where you believe and accept and know, you truly know, that all of this will shift and change. And especially now, with all the changes going on, everything is going to change just rapidly, so fast. And if you are experiencing that, how are you guys doing? If those changes are already hitting you, are you staying grounded? Are you being kind to yourself? Are you giving the people around you grace as they're also experiencing all these changes? And the next, if you're still yearning for that change, if you say, okay, you're saying that life is just seasons, if you're saying that this is just a phase, but I've been stuck in this season forever, for years and years, when's that change going to happen? I truly believe that once you accept that this change is just a way that light we flow in life, then that change will come. If you are fighting it and angrily saying this has been the same thing over and over again, that change is not going to come to you. You are not open to change. You're too stuck in anger. You're too stuck in frustration. And if you were to open up to the possibility of change and welcome it with peace and with grace and with excitement, then I think there's so many more chances of that's when change shows up in your life, is when you're open. Because you cannot sit in anger or fear or doubt and simultaneously be open to change coming your way. They can't coexist, right? And speaking of all these changes, let me check in on the chat room and see who we have popping in. Let's see. We've got... Okay, Shell's responding to the card earlier. She says, thank you for the card. So fitting. I do long for love, that's for sure. I feel like I'm going to die if somebody doesn't hug me soon. Oh, my dear. I'm sending you a hug. I am, absolutely. The only time I've had community was when I was going to church, and I'm not really open to church these days. I'm open to whatever, but church is hard for me. Yeah, I understand. I understand. I feel like the right community is a new one for you. It doesn't feel like something you've experienced before. It could be a different church, right? I feel like sometimes there's so much comfort and community within religion. And if that's something that you feel safe within, then finding the right church is so important, because that's not every church does things the same way. And it's important to find the people that you really resonate with. For other people, that community is elsewhere, right? It doesn't happen. Even if you are religious, that may not be your main community in that sense. And for you, Shell, I'm feeling like it could be a new church. It could also just be, it feels almost more connected to a hobby, like something that you are starting to dabble in or consider taking a class in. It could be like pottery or a dance class or a sport. Maybe a sport. It could be a sport for you. Anything that you've been saying, huh, I've always been curious about that, go take a class. I think there's a community waiting for you there. And allow that to be exciting and big and good movement for you. Okay, Shell left another comment saying, oh man, I needed to hear that season thing. Thank you for reminding me. It's been a very long season of grieving, ready for some change. Yeah, hun, I think a lot of us have been sitting in long, long seasons. And I hope that the balance I'm attempting to strike here today is I want to remind you all that everything is a season. Whether you're in a good season or a bad season, it will change. And the hard thing with this message that I'm really being pulled to focus on today is that I can say over and over again, this is a season, change is coming. It's not going to be this way forever. I could say these things over and over again, but the challenge here is that is all bullshit if you aren't open to hearing that. That message will fall on deaf ears if you're just stuck in exhaustion. And when you've been in a season for a really long time, it is so hard to get out of that exhaustion and to breathe more easily and to allow yourself a little bit of grace and a little bit of peace in order to be open. But it's possible. It is so hard, but it's possible. It really is. And okay, I'm checking in the chat room with you guys again. Pamela says, what you just said about change just hit me in the head. Got to stop resisting. Good. Okay. Yeah. Let go of that resistance, because if you're sitting there fighting it, it will not come. If you're sitting there in doubt thinking that it's been the same thing over and over again, when is this going to change? It's never going to change. Then it's true. It won't change. But if you allow, grace is so much of it, right? Grace is really so much of what this whole interaction in life is about. If you sit there and you say, wow, it's been a really rough couple of years, I'm going to give myself grace in how I've handled this, because I can't change what's in the past. I can only change how I am moving forward. And today, I'm going to choose to be open to positive things coming into my life. That shift of your mentality is major and invites so much. So much change. If change is what you're yearning for, that is a key for inviting change. If you are struggling and you can't shift into positivity, shift into gratitude. Shift into, I am so grateful that I have a roof over my head. It can be the most simple things. I'm grateful for this friend that I had dinner with last night. I'm grateful for this TV show that's keeping me really entertained and I'm able to get lost in a completely different fantasy and take a break from my life for a moment. I'm grateful for my cat. I'm grateful for my dog. I'm grateful for the nature around me, although a lot of us are dealing with storms, so you may not be very grateful for that yet. Okay, let's change that. That was a negative way to experience a storm. Storms bring so much energy and so much potential. If you are so frustrated that you can't go on your walk because it is pouring rain and windy and crazy outside, shift into gratitude for the opportunity that a storm brings. Maybe you are not supposed to go outside today and you're actually just supposed to sit there, and when you were normally going to go on a walk, you sit there with a cup of tea and you feel the energy of the rain, and you allow yourself to stay present in that moment, and then you shift into openness from there. Every single opportunity, or every single moment, holds immense opportunity. Even if it's a really tough moment. It does.
It does.
All right, let me check back in with you guys. Maya says, hi, Serena. Hi, Maya. Thanks for being here, hun. Love hearing this refining community. Open to a card. Okay. Love that you're hearing the community thing. It's been such a big theme for the past few months, is just find community. We do not need to be alone right now. There is no reason for us to be alone. Everyone needs people to lean on. So good. I'm glad that's resonating with you. Let me check in and see. Let me see. Okay, I may need to pull a couple for you. Yeah. One was not enough for you, Maya. I had to pull a couple. The first card that came out for you is the Wind Fairy, which is all about intellect. It's all about the beauty and the consistency of how bright and quick your brain is. There's something real, and I'm feeling really specifically for you. There's something really brilliant about the way that you see the world. There's something that's really unique about how your brain works. And I feel like you maybe have been struggling to connect with people because you have such a different outlook. And that's something that can be hard for people to understand. But when it comes to the community that you're yearning for and what you're looking for, I feel like there's going to be some people showing up in your life who really think in a like-minded way. They feel like they feel like you guys are just going to click in such an intellectual way where it will just flow. And when I say intellectual, it doesn't necessarily have to mean academic or, having to do with big intellectual thoughts that, we normally any that are challenging in that sense. It could just be your perspective or the way that you see the world. And it could be just about something that you, some, a hobby that you have or something that you really love having as a part of your life. I think you're going to have some connections with other people around those, that uniqueness that you have in your life. There's something really bright and exciting about it. I hope you are open to it because that is something that will be showing up quite soon, it seems, within the next month or so. So take a, yeah, within maybe even before April, you may have within the next 2 weeks, feels like you're going to be meeting a couple new people. So stay open. If you ever have that question of, oh gosh, I don't know if I should go out to lunch or stay in, if that's a question that you're having, go out. The only way that we're going to meet people and make new connections is if we are putting ourselves in situations where that opportunity is presented to us. So in any of those moments when you're saying, I don't know if I should, maybe do I walk on the treadmill or do I walk outside? Walk outside. Clear answer. No doubt about it. It's just whenever there's an either or, the one when you are out within pe with people is the right answer right now. So I hope that. I hope that's something you were open to hearing. Let me refresh you guys and see what is coming through. Sorry, it's a couple steps to refresh everything. Okay, so says awesome message, tremendous reminder. So important to remain open and not lose hope. Very timely. Thanks, Mama. Of course. I know. I feel like a mama for everybody. She's so grateful for my cat. And the freckles on his nose and toes. Oh, that's so cute. What a beautiful kitten. I know. I need to shift into more gratitude for my cat because he's been a little monster lately. I think he's a little jealous about the attention the baby's getting, so he's been lashing out. But, I need to spend a bit more time with him because I feel bad for the kiddo. Of course, everybody needs mama love. And Maya says, thank you, Serena. This does hit home. Good. Good. Oh, thank you so much for that confirmation. That means a lot. I really appreciate you circling back there. It's finding community that you can be open with and just be with is hard. It's hard to find, and it's something I think we all yearn for and search for with like throughout for our whole lives. And because we can find community where you're able to thrive within one category or one aspect of your life, but not others. Right? Normally we make connections with people through a hobby or part of your family or school or your job, right? There's so many different
And how often is it that you actually connect with these people in multiple categories of your life? It's something that feels like it's an impossible recipe. Because we're all such unique characters. We all are such unique individuals with different passions and interests and ways of seeing the world. And it's hard to find other people who thrive within those same things, or at least are open and curious enough to be able to connect with you on these other things. And I think that's when we can all fall into a bit of sadness around how badly we want that exact community and begin to doubt if it even exists. And it's something we search for our whole lives, and sometimes it takes years and years and years before we find that community. And it's really easy to slip into doubt if that community will ever show up for you. It's so easy. It is so easy to slip into that doubt and worry that you'll if whether or not you will ever find that community. It absolutely is. It's something that if we're able to, so much of it has to do with just discipline and resilience, right? You get to a point where you say, I don't care if it's been years that I haven't found this community. I am choosing to believe that it's out there. I'm choosing to believe that it will show up for me, that I deserve this, because we do. We all deserve that community. We all deserve to feel welcomed and loved and safe. And it exists for all of us. It does. And that community is also going to be constantly changing throughout your life as you go through these seasons, as you go through these phases. Right? Something I'm experiencing is my community is currently shifting because as I transition into motherhood and into this very family-focused part of my life, there are people who are making this transition within my community with me, whether they're also having children or they're just intellectually able to be compassionate and empathetic for what my world revolves around now and are able to meet me there, even though they're in a completely different world. But I am feeling that yearning for other parents. I don't have many people in my world who have young children. And those few people that I do who have or are in this experience of having children and experiencing motherhood or fatherhood, I'm becoming so much more close with them and yearning for even more connections like that. And I know they'll just show up because my son will make friends who have parents. And so that's something that is, I have that comfort in knowing that it will show up at some point. But it is so interesting to experience such a concrete example of the way that community shifts as you shift through the seasons of your life. And if you're in a season right now where you don't have much community, then potentially some of this change that you have coming in for your life, or change that you are going to bring into your life, is what will expose that community for you. And that will help you, that shift will help with the loneliness that you've been experiencing, or with it's just being tired of being solitary. Because I feel like a lot of us maybe craved solitude at some point, and now we're over it. And now we're saying, okay, I'm done with this. I have gone internal. I've done a lot of the work, and I'm done now. Not that the work's ever done. But you're done with figuring it out on your own. You're done with that lone wolf moment, right? Now it's time to connect with the people who are hopefully like-minded, who are hopefully loving and compassionate, and who provide a bit of that sense of home.
But we need to be open to it, and we also need to make the changes in our life in order to expose ourselves to that community, right? It takes a lot of action. It does. It takes a lot of risk. It definitely takes risk. It takes putting yourself out there. It takes trying something new. It takes risking failing. You have to risk to fail. And be open to the fact, to the chance that you may fail. You may fall on your face. You may struggle. You may make mistakes. You may make a fool of yourself. You may, there's all these risks out there when it comes to putting yourself out there. Give yourself a bit of grace. It always comes back to grace. It always comes back to compassion for yourself. And with a bit of grace, with a bit of compassion, and with a lot of love, right, we are able to take these risks, try these new things, be kind to ourselves and to those around us who are also trying new things, and connect. How else are we going to connect in a way that is genuine if there isn't a little bit of vulnerability in there? It's scary. I get that it's scary. And that risk feels monumental. And when you're ready, it'll feel a little less huge. When you're ready to take that risk, to put yourself out there, to truly be open to community, to truly shift from fear and worry and doubt into gratitude and positivity and excitement, then it'll feel a little less scary. It truly will. And you guys, we're winding down to the end of our hour here, so I'm just going to check back in the chat room and see if there's anyone else I can connect with or any other questions I can answer before we wrap it up this week. Chelsea is so excited that I can find community through hobby or sport. Yay! Cycling, hiking, pole dancing, here I come. Yes! I love that attitude. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Go all these things that we all have maybe said, huh, maybe I would enjoy group hiking. I don't know, you know, or pole dancing. I love that. I know Laura is always talking about that. That's something I've always wanted to try and I haven't. And maybe that'll be a part of my mom phase. it's pole dancing. Let's just throw it in there. Yeah, you need to have that excitement. Or if you don't have that excitement, then it's not the right time. And that's okay. But when that excitement hits you, run with it. Don't miss that opportunity that that excitement brings. So, okay, she's also saying, I may be a lone wolf by nature, gotta force the community thing. Yeah. Risks and putting yourself out there is always going to be scary. Especially if you feel comfortable within the lone wolf mode within solitude. But if it's something you're craving, then that risk, I think it comes down to it. If at any point it feels like the risk is worth it, if the risk is less scary, then go. Then do it. Don't hesitate. Because when that moment hits you, you'd better take advantage of it. Don't miss that. And that's part of being open to it. That's part of keeping your eyes open. Because half the time when I'm saying, keep your eyes open for this, don't miss the opportunity, it's keeping your eyes open to being able to focus on yourself. Keeping your eyes open to be able to pay attention to what is shifting within you. Because if you all of a sudden, if that's all of a sudden less scary, don't miss that opportunity. Don't waste that. Jump. Give it a shot. There's so much beauty within taking that chance. And it doesn't have to be terrifying. And again, if it's still a little terrifying, then maybe it's just not the right time. And that's all right. Okay, you guys. Wow. That hour flew by. That was a lot of fun to connect with you all and talk through all of this. I will be in the background throughout all of the shows we have coming up, and
producing for everybody tomorrow and a little bit on Wednesday. So you guys will be, I'll be, as you're listening throughout the rest of the week, you will, I'll be hanging out in the background. So yeah, otherwise I will be available on One to Listen. I'm online less often these days just because I want to make sure that my mama duties are not in the forefront when I'm talking to you guys and connecting with you all. So if I'm ever not online, but you'd like to connect, just send me a call request and or a schedule request, and I will I will make sure to connect with you because I do want to connect with you all, and I want to be able to support however I can. So you can find me on One to Listen, definitely for a little bit every day. And otherwise, you will see me back here next week for another Life Journeys at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays. And we have a lot of really exciting changes happening in radio. I'm sure you've been hearing about it. I will be shifting over to live stream on YouTube soon. I'm just working on making sure that my setup is really clean for you guys so that you don't have to deal with listening to me struggling with technology. And that's a really fun, exciting shift. I hope you all are excited about that. There's so much potential within that change. And that's just one of the many changes that is happening this year. There's change everywhere, you guys. I hope you're all feeling it too. Okay, that's it for this week. I really loved connecting with you all today. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, thanks everybody for being here. I appreciate you all. Okay, you've been listening to Life Journeys with Serena at 1T Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Thanks everybody, bye.